From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis continues his trip to Cuba. The Pope will make stops in the cities of Holguín and Santiago today and Tuesday, with plans to hold Mass and meet with Catholic clergy before departing for the United States. On Sunday, Pope Francis held Mass and preached before tens of thousands of worshipers who packed Havana's historic Revolutionary Square. The Pope also paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says most Iranians backed the nuclear deal with six world powers, including the United States, even if some hardliners denounce it. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes that was broadcast Sunday night, President Rouhani called the deal a very difficult agreement, but the right agreement and the first step towards decreasing enmity and distrust between Iran and the United States. Under the deal, Iran will scale back its uranium enrichment to keep it from building a nuclear bomb and agrees to vigorous inspections of its nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S. and its allies will ease the sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th will be held sometime before November 22nd. The plan will be submitted to an Africa Union summit Tuesday for approval. General Gilbert Diendéré of the Presidential Guard led the coup last week. Candidates loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré, who were excluded from the October polls, would now be allowed to run. This is VOA News.